Hello.
Hi, Joseph. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up. I know you and I spoke, and you were talking about maybe getting in another account set up for your storage facility.
Yes. So I have two questions for you, actually. So we went down.
Sure.
We also own an RV park, like I was telling you.
Okay.
We don't have a website for that, I don't believe. We have a website for the storage. We don't have a website for the RV park, though.
Okay.
And I was wondering, since, like, I had a couple things to throw at you. First of all, I was talking to my mom, and my mom was like, they deal with another company for my dad's paving company. She's like, they're cheaper, and they do basically the same thing. This, that, the other thing, I'm like, right, she said, that kind of seems high to me for what you're doing. I'm like, well, they've done my website for my paving company and this and that. And she's like, well, they're a good bit cheaper a month, the ones that I deal with. And it's not called Cricut. It's called, I don't know what the name of the company she's dealing with is. But it's some company it's not Local Splash, but it's some other company. And
okay.
I said, well, I'm going to continue to talk to her. You can talk to your people, see what you come up with. I'll talk to my people, see what I can come up with. But
yeah,
basically, we own an RV park as well. And I know you said that the storage, the website on that was decent. But I need a website for my RV park. So I was wondering if we could kind of combine the two, like do a website for the RV park, but then do the advertising and stuff for the storage, like the Facebook ads, and do some marketing for the storage, because the RV park is pretty much full, but we've got like one spot available, and then we got a house, like a cottage on there that's got to be rented. It's not rented yet, so I don't know if it would be smart to do Facebook ads for that as well. It's just one house, but it's like a cottage, and it's on kind of like on inlet of the ocean, but we're trying to get that rented as well.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah,
we have a place like that around here. They're an RV park, but they have like a couple of cottages that you could rent out if you didn't have an RV, you know. So I know what you're talking about. So, okay.
Right.
I'm not sure how we could combine it. I would have to ask the web development team. I don't think it would be a problem, but we would just have to like heavily notate the account that the site we're building is just a separate entity for the RV park, and it has nothing to do with the storage facility, because all of the programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, all of the ads, we want to point that obviously to the storage facility so that that gets more exposure, right? So I think as long as, you know, we heavily notate the account and everybody's on the same page, I don't see why I couldn't, you know, include the website for you with the package, because had you not had a site, I could do it, right, for the storage facility.
Right.
So I don't see why it would matter to them if they built one for the RV park or not. Do you have a logo and pictures and everything like that for the RV park that you could send us? We could do that then. Yeah. And then as far as your mom saying they were working with a company that's cheaper, I just want to let you know that I've been with this company for 13 years, and I've heard all kinds of horror stories when it comes to, you know, companies that have cheaper rates. Sometimes all they're doing is submitting you to directories and search engines, and they don't do any type of programming or optimization. And I always say, you know, I don't care if someone charges me $50 a month. If that money I'm spending is not bringing me a return, it's too much money to spend. Right. So, granted,
they're
we charge
great returns on them. I know that they've been with.
They are.
Yeah. I said, well, why didn't you tell me when I was getting my shot? I never even thought of it. But also,
right,
I'm a competitor too, because I'm an asphalt as well. So, she didn't want to say that, but I do the same exact thing as them. So maybe that's why she didn't want to tell me. At the end of the day, business is business. But she's like, no. Every month we update, so we send pictures to her. She uploads them. We do this. We do that. And she's like, the phone does not stop ringing. Like they do great marketing for us, and she's given like $100 and something a month, but they advertise for her. It came with a website. She uploads new pictures every month. They reach out to every customer for them and ask them to write a review, like, like a lot of stuff. And I'm like, you are kidding me. She's like, no, we've been with them now for a long time. And she's like, no, it's really cheap for what they do. Like, they update my thing every month. They put, all we do is send them pictures. They post them. Every single month we get new pictures on our website, but I don't have to do any of it. She does it all. And she's like, we get like at least 10 calls a week. I'm like, really? I'm like,
wow.
I have one single call on my website. And I
that's really good.
For a short period of time, but I have not gotten one call yet. Anything. So I don't know, but I know all marketing strategies are different, but so far, yeah, like I've got calls from my Facebook ads this week, but I have not got calls from being on Google or anything like that. This, like these last 2 weeks, I haven't gotten any sort of calls from anything.
You have to consider too, your account for the paving is very fresh. It's only 2 weeks in. And it says in the terms and conditions that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second month where you'll really see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition. You know, and I'm sure your mom would even tell you that with your dad's business, that in the beginning it probably took a little while, to get everything rolling, you know? Yep. So, you could do, you know, if you wanted to for the storage, you know, the $199 package without the Facebook ads. And then once you start, you know, building some, you know, solid return on it, then you could always, you know, maybe think about adding them. But that's a way to make it a little bit cheaper. I don't know if we can, you know.
I definitely want Facebook ads. Because
that's what I thought.
Work from my experience, at least with them, with the guy that does mine, I know they work, and we need to get that thing filled up. If it's going to take 60 days to even get a call off of Google, that would make no sense to me. Like, I need calls right away.
Because then the Facebook ads they kick in a lot quicker. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. So I could ask them if they could do the friends and family pricing for that package, which would be $249 monthly, and then the setup fee would be reduced to $49. So if I got that approved, it would save you $100 today, and it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And that obviously would include the Facebook ads, too.
That I've already went with you guys, there's no sort of a discount or anything like that, seeing that you guys have already worked with me, that you're doing my website and everything, like that I'm getting another account off you guys, there's no sort of a referral or anything?
Well, what they do for a referral is let's say you sign up the new business, and then once you've been with us for 30 days and that second payment hits, then you get a free month of basic service for your paving company. So you'll get a free month for, you know, referring your new business to us, so to speak. What they used to do in the past, and this is why I think I might be able to get them to approve the friends and family pricing, is that they used to do, if you had a second or a third or a fourth location, they would do $50 off. So let's say you had the Facebook ads with your paving, that would be $299 monthly. And then if for a second location, it would have been $249 monthly, which is the same as our friends and family pricing is. So if, you know, I got that approved, you would still get like the discount that we used to offer for a second location. But, you know, you would also get that referral credit once, you know, you're on board with us for 30 days. You get a free month for the paving business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, hopefully that works. And if you wanted to get it set up, I would just send a message to my director and explain the situation. And then I would get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get that approved.
Yeah, if you could reach out to them. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. If you can get it approved and talk to them and see if they could lower it by any way possible, shape, or form. Because the last time I talked to my mom, like I said, we went to the RV park this weekend and spent the weekend there and talked about everything. And when I told her the prices, she was like, that's way too high, and kind of got mad at it. And then I kind of talked to her and was like, well, it comes with this, it comes with that. And then she got a little better, but she was still kind of setting her ways with it and was like, well, my company does this and my company does that, or whatever company she freaking works with. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I said, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you call them back, see what they're offering you, and I'll see what she can do with it and see if she can make me a package deal with the camp website, because there is no camp website. Like, it pops up on Google Maps, but there is no legit this Google website for it, she was telling me. So I'm like, let me see what I can do with that. You see what you can do with it, and then we'll compare apples to apples and decide. But we need to get something done this week, 100%. Like, that storage is really bothering me. It's sitting there, and it's got, like, 30 people in it, and there's, like, 90 spots. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you could be making a lot more money on it. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. So
okay.
We need to get that definitely straightened out.
Okay, so the only thing, Joseph, since we have 200 employees here, I can't approach the vice president of my corporation and ask for this rate until I know that you're willing to move forward on it. But what I'll do is, you know, put your head together with your mom, and I can follow up maybe Thursday or Friday, and if you're ready at that time, I will get it approved for you at that time. You know, that's when I can approach him, because if I do it now, he'll say, oh, are they on the phone? Are they ready to sign up? And I'll say, no, he's just looking into it. So he'd be kind of like, why'd you bother me then? You know what I mean? So, yeah. But, yeah, I have no problem getting that authorized for you when I call you back. Now, does Thursday or Friday work for you, or do you need a little bit more time?
Yeah, no, Thursday and Friday will work for me. So what is it that you're proposing now that you could try to do when you think you might be able to get approved? What does it include? The Facebook ads, the getting the address and stuff switched around in Copperscope at the storage, getting that website was good, but getting it, I forget what we was doing with it, but we was doing something with it. Like, I think it came with another phone number. It came with,
yes, the call tracking number.
Yeah, the call tracking number, but it was on. So is it on Google or is it not? The website is good, but it's not on Google, maybe? Was that what it was?
It could be on Google. Let me look one more time, because the thing about that, Joseph, is that you can submit your own business to Google. You don't have to hire a company to do that. But that in and of itself probably won't bring you a client, because it'll be buried out there. You know, 87% of consumers hire off the first page, but yet less than 1% will click to page 2. Right? So that's
right.
The problem is that, you know, when you're dealing with a, you know, with a, you know, new company, and, you know, let's say that there's hundreds and hundreds of results on Google, you know, you want to be front and center where, you know, those high buying decisions are taking place. Google calls that a micro moment, you know. So now, tell me the name of the business again, because every time I try to open it, it's
outer
opening
space,
the paving.
Storage.
That's right, outer space. That's right. In Kempner, Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's not on Google yet, so I don't know if, you know, maybe you created one in the past, but it's not on Google yet.
Right. I didn't think it was.
But I do see the website, Outer Space Storage TX. That's the one we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Yep, got it. Okay, so let me just make a note of this. That's right, because your mom had an out-of-the-area phone number. That's what we were talking about,
yes,
with the phone number, is putting it into a local number. Okay, let me notate that again. Needs a call tracking number to go in line with Kempner, Texas. I think you said it was 512, or what was the other option, 832 or something?
830 512 or 254-2.
Oh, 830-254 or
512 or 254 are the best for that area, I think.
Okay, I'll just put that 512 or 254 area code. Okay, so that's notated. So I'll call you again on Thursday or Friday, and if your mom has any questions, we'll go over it with her as well, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. What time Thursday? Right. Just call me Thursday.
Do you want me to set an appointment? I don't mind doing so.
No, just call me whenever. It's fine.
Okay. I'll just try to call you maybe around the same time then, okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. All right. You're welcome, Joseph. Talk to you soon. Bye.